ंद की जय नामा जय श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा मैया यमुना मैया की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय सामवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय पतित पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय श्री श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश की जय श्री श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकानाथ की जय श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः Reading from Canto 3rd, Chapter 9, Text 29, Chapter entitled Brahma's Prayers for Creative Energy. Athabhipretamanviksha Brahmano Madhusudanaha Vishannachetasam tena कल्पव्यतिकारांभसा लोकसंस्थान विज्ञान आत्मानः परिखिद्यतः तमाहागतया वाचा कश्मलं शमर्याश्नवे अथाभिप्रेतमन्वीक्ष ब्रह्मणो मधुसूदनः विषण्णचेतसं तेन कल्पव्यतिकारांभसा लोकसंस्थान विज्ञान आत्मानः परिखिद्यतः तमाहागाधया वाचा कश्मलं शमर्यान्निव अथाभिप्रेतमन्वीक्ष ब्रह्मणो मधुसूदनः विषण्णचेतसं तेन कल्पव्यतिकारांभसा लोकसंस्थान विज्ञान आत्मानः परिखिद्यतः तमहागाधया वाचा कश्मलं शमन्यान्निव अथाभिप्रेक्ष्मन्विक्ष मधुसूदनः अश्मलं शमयान्निव अथाभिप्रेतमन्विक्ष ब्रह्मणो मधुसूदनः विषण्णचेतसं तेन कल्पव्यतीकराम्भसा लोकसंस्थानविज्ञान आत्मानः परिखिद्यतः वाचा श्रमयान्निव माताजी अथाभिप्रेतमन्वीक्ष ब्रह्मणो मधुसूदनः विषण्णचेतसं तेन कल्पव्यतिकाराम्भसा लोकसंस्थानविज्ञाना आत्मानः परिखिद्यतः तमागाधया वाचा कश्मलं शमयान्नव अथाभिप्रेतमन्वीक्ष ब्रह्मणो मधुसूदनः प्रसन्नचेतसं तेन कल्पव्यतिकाराम्भसा लोकसंस्थानविज्ञान आत्मानः परिखिद्यतः तमहागाधया वाचा कश्मलं शमयान्निव अथ देरपौन् अभिप्रेतम् इंटेंशन अविक्ष अन्विक्ष ऑब्जर्विंग ब्रह्मणः ऑफ ब्रह्मा मधुसूदनः द किलर ऑफ मधु डीमन विषण्णा डिप्रेस चेतसाम ऑफ द हार्ट तेन बाय हिम कल्पा मिलेनियम व्यतिकार अंभसा डिवास्टेटिंग वाटर लोकसंस्थान सिचुएशन ऑफ द प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम विज्ञान इन द साइंस आत्मनः ऑफ हिमसेल्फ परिखिद्यतः sufficiently anxious tam unto him ah said agadh deeply thoughtful vacha by words kashmalam impurities samanya removing Iva, like that. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki cha. Translation. The Lord saw that Brahma was very anxious about the planning and construction of different planetary systems and was depressed upon seeing the devastating water. He could understand the intention of Brahma, and thus he spoke in deep, thoughtful words, removing all the illusion that had arisen. Purport. The devastating water was so fearful that even Brahma was perturbed at its appearance and became very anxious about how to situate the different planetary systems in outer space to accommodate the different kinds of living entities, such as human beings, those lower than human beings, and the superhuman beings. All the planets in the universe are situated according to the different grades of living entities under the influence of modes of material nature. There are three modes of material nature, and when they are mixed with one another, they become 9. When the 9 are mixed, they become 81, and the 81 also become mixed, and thus we ultimately do not know how the delusion increases and increases. Lord Brahma had to accommodate different places and situations for the requisite bodies of the conditioned souls. The task was meant only for Brahma, and no one in the universe can even understand how difficult it was. But by the grace of Lord, Brahma was able to execute the tremendous task so perfectly that everyone is amazed to see the workmanship of the Vidhata or the regulator. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Tarine He Krishna Kuruna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dina Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Hare Krishna. I seek blessings of all devotees so that I can speak something for Lord's glorification, for all of your pleasure, and for my purification. So we are in this chapter wherein Lord Brahma, he offered his prayers to Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, and now after offering a prayer, he has paused. And Maitreya, as he is describing this event to Vidura, he is telling what's going to happen next. So this is the junction wherein Brahma has stopped speaking and Lord is about to start speaking. So today, we'll discuss two points. First, how devotee approaches to get a service, and in due course when there are difficulties, how he approaches Lord. and how Lord's assurance is always there. That's first thing. And second thing we'll discuss is, Prabhupada is mentioning about modes of material nature. How these modes affect while performing devotional service. Okay. So first part, you know, we saw that, you know, the prayers of Brahma, he offered like almost close to 20 prayers. So the last three prayers from text 23, 24, 25, they are very relevant for a sadhaka because it shows a proper mood in which we should perform devotional service. So first thing, whenever, like, of course, Prabhupada mentioned that, you know, bhakti means not devotion, it's devotional service. There has to be some activity, right? So, and he has kindly engaged us because as a spirit soul, we cannot remain inert. You know, we need some activity, right? So whenever such service has given, you know, Brahmaji tells how we should approach this. First, he prays for getting empowerment to do this service. Second thing he does is, he prays that let my false ego should not come in to make me think that I am the doer of this service. And third thing he prays is that while doing this service, let me not deviate from the path of devotional service. And he has got this service of creation, but then there are obstacles. He is seeing, like, you know, in this verse we see that there are tremendous waves of Garbhodak Ocean. Whenever there is some cyclone alert, the most powerful country in the world, United States of America, what they do? They announce what? Evacuate. It's just, you know, small, you know, some, you know, Vayu Devs, you know, air coming. But it becomes so, the situation becomes so difficult to handle that what the powerful people and nations of the world do? Evacuate. They just run. You just imagine now the Garbhodak Ocean and its water. Even Lord Brahma, who is such a powerful personality, he was also anxious by seeing those, you know, waves. He was very, you know, perturbed. So he has a service and then there is an obstacle. So we see that whenever we do service, there will be obstacles naturally. But then what he did? He prayed to Lord to get a direction. And when we pray sincerely, then comes Lord's assurance. This world comes, you know, Kashmalam. Bhagavad Gita also, you know, second chapter, Kutastva Kashmalam Idam, Vishramesam Upasthitam. You know, again, like, you know, Arjuna was in perplexity. He had a service, you know, and there were obstacles, his attachments. His service was to fight. Obstacles were attachment. What he did? He prayed to Lord Krishna. Krishna spoke whole Bhagavad Gita and gave assuring words. Here also, like as he said that, you know, Lord Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he spoke in deep, thoughtful words, removing all the illusion that had arisen. You know? So Krishna also says, you know, Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashati. Arjun, go, you know, boldly declare, my devotees won't perish. He's giving assurance. And then what happens? All the illusion is dispelled. Nashto moha smurtir labdhva tvat prasada atmaya achyuta sthitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. So then Arjuna was very clear. So same way Brahmaji, after now when the Lord speaks, his doubts and, you know, illusion would be cleared. So we see this, you know, so there is a service. Then while doing this service, there are some obstacles. Then the devotee prays to the Lord. And then the Lord gives protection. And then devotee can continue the service. Happy story, right? But there is a little twist. That there is something called as three modes of material nature. And while performing the service, though devotional service is beyond modes, because we are in the material world, within the jurisdictions of these modes, they affect depending on which mode we are in. And as Prabhupada is mentioning in this purport, it's not clear, black and white. Oh, I am in goodness, I am in passion, or I am in ignorance. The modes intermix. I can have, goodness, I can have goodness, passion, I can have goodness, ignorance. Example now, Brahmaji's prayer, what he is praying now is goodness, goodness, pure goodness. But then, same Brahmaji, when Lord, all this earth was overburdened with the demonic forces, she goes to pray to Lord Brahma. And then Brahmaji goes to Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu says, okay, you all take birth in the families of Yadus. But what Brahmaji says, you all take, even if I don't take, that's okay. And then that leads to goodness, passion. That when Krishna is performing his pastimes, he doubts. How can a baby, a boy, kill Agasur? Let me trick him. And that goes into goodness, kind of, little bit of ignorance, wherein Krishna, when he brings all the Brahmas, and when Brahmaji sees that, he gets bewildered. Right? So all these modes, they mix each other into each other, and there are innumerable combinations. And Brahmaji's service was to create perfect place for each of these living entities. Just imagine, how difficult it is. Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, this task is meant only for Brahma. We cannot even fathom how difficult it is. But because he surrenders to Lord, he could do that. So we see that this modes affect great personalities, even like Brahma, then what's our position? But then when we take shelter of Srila Prabhupada's instruction, we see even in his own life how these cycles came, but he was not affected. Yeah, he had service, his spiritual master said, preach in a foreign language, Western language, English language, print books. He had a family, and then, after in Vanaprastha Ashram also, he tried to help Gaudiya Vaishnava, but then, then he started this League of Devotees. Many obstacles. Then he came. So, while coming on Jaladuta, we know he had 3 heart attacks. So there was this anxiety. How can I do this? How can I perform the service which my spiritual master has given? But then he prayed, and then there was Lord's assurance. Prabhupada writes, in that Lilamrut, we read that Prabhupada got a dream that Krishna is kind of in charge of that boat when he is coming from Jalduta. He was assured that Krishna's protection is there, and then without any a doubt on that, Srila Prabhupada continued. And then we see the result. So we see that yes, there was a service, there were obstacles, there were prayers, and there was Lord's reciprocation. Now what happens is that when the reciprocation is late, or reciprocation is in terms we cannot understand, then for some sadhakas, the faith starts shaking. Another example, same instructions Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave to other his disciples, that go to West and preach in English language. Some of them, they went, to London, right? But then they saw that they tried, but, they were not successful. They got discouraged. They came back. And what they said to their Guru Maharaj? Your process doesn't work. So that means what? They got service. They were anxious. They prayed. They got the reciprocation. They got the chance to go there. There were some people to listen. But when the result was late, they lost faith. So, Srila Prabhupada's personal example teaches us that when we do devotional service, whatever little bit, we don't have to go to any other planet, you know, fortunately, you know, this planet only. Everything is all set up. But when this mode start creeping in, even a small service, for example, like, you know, cooking for Lord, making garlands for Lord, or distributing book for Lord, for any matter, if this mode creep in, then either we may, you know, lose, you know, the taste in doing service, or we may start, like, you know, creating obstacles. Like, for example, again, Indra, you know, he had a service to take care of universe in terms of giving rains. But then when he thought, the mode of passion came, Kartaha Maham Bhogi, you know, I am the one who gives rain. He forgot the connection with the Supreme Lord. What happened? He tried to kill Krishna and his devotees. Govardhan Lila, we saw, right? So when this, in our devotional service also practicing, when the mode of passion creeps in, what happens? We think that I am better than this devotee. Why this service should go to that devotee? I am only entitled to do this service. Nobody can do better than me. If I go, the temple won't run. All those thoughts. Passion, ignorance combined in. We are doing devotional service, but these are creeping in. So as a sadhaka, these all pastimes which we read from Bhagavatam, they should act as a reminder now and then that yes, you know, Lord's assurance is there, but at the same time, we are practicing devotional service in the material world where the modes are prominent. And I need to always be watchful of them. If not, then what will happen? It will create disturbance in my own spiritual life as well as it will disturb other devotees as well. And then we ourselves can understand, okay, do introspection. What I am practicing devotional service, is it in goodness or passion or ignorance? Is it in goodness or is it in, you know, passion goodness or, you know, ignorance? There are multiple modes. And then if we are thoughtful, Krishna will surely give us intelligence to realize that where is the fault. Oh, I am doing this service. Am I doing it for my pleasure? I only dress Lord. I only make garland for Lord. I only cook for Lord. I only give lectures. Or is it that Lord is so merciful, devotees are so kind, others, they can do much better than me. But for my purification, they have kindly engaged me. Let me do it in a mood that is pleasing to them. Till the time they want, I will do it very happily. If somebody else can do more better than me, and if they want that devotee to do, I am very happy to give that. Srimati Radharani, she is the greatest devotee of Lord. And what's her mood? If Krishna is happy with some other gopi, I'll go in her house, I'll tell her, you know, whatever you are supposed to do, I'll take care of it. You go and be with Krishna. That is the mood, you know, highest. What is? Whatever is pleasing to Lord, we are ready to do that. And whatever is displeasing, we are away from that. So this we can see from, you know, this Brahmaji. And this same Brahmaji, you know, as we're discussing, when this, when he understood that, you know, he's getting affected by the modes, like, you know, he tried to judge Krishna and whole Brahma Vyomohan Leela appeared. What he prays? He says, I don't want this position, you know. Oh Lord, when next time you appear, let me be in the most humble situation so that I don't get puffed up. I am puffed up now. I think that I am Brahma. I know everything. So I tried to judge you also, you know. And then, you know, I kind of got over by this, you know, different modes. So in his next life, he comes as Haridas Thakur when Lord Chaitanya comes, right? And there, he shows us, like, you know, this practical example of Trunadapi Sunichena Taro Rivasaishnuna Amani Namana Dhena Kirtaniya Sadahrihe. So Brahmaji himself, he appeared and he showed us how what is basically it is required to make sure that we are always able to chant offenselessly, and that is what will, you know, make us unable to get out of this cycle of birth and death. Because as long as we are in this world, these three modes are going to chase. And it's not like that, oh, once I am in, you know, mode of goodness, I'll never go down. No, they are always competing. Bhagavad Gita, it says, you know, these three modes, they are always competing to take over each other. So, and then in detail, there is, like, you know, in Bhagavad Gita, there is in great detail, there are, like, you know, time in different modes, places in different modes, food in different modes, right? Why Krishna is speaking all that? So that we understand and try our best to be in mode of goodness. Yeah, there will be situation when passion and ignorance will take over. But at least from our side, we do that endeavor. And then live, like, you know, pray for Lord's mercy. So that this opportunity which we have got to do perform devotional service, we do it in the best possible way. So here Brahmaji is now kind of, you know, he's waiting, you know, he's, Prabhupada is mentioning, you know, apparently he's tired by the efforts, by the parishram, by the work of his penance, and now he's waiting for Lord's instructions to come. So from tomorrow onward, we'll see, you know, Lord's reply to Brahmaji's prayer. So till now we discuss that how Brahmaji was anxious to do service, but then he prayed to the Lord. And we see that whenever there is prayer, whenever we get service and there will be obstacles, but when we pray to the Lord, then there will be assurance and directions from Lord. But what we have to be careful is that while performing this, performing the devotional service, or in the during the course of performing service, we have to watch out for the modes. Because the modes of nature, they always try to creep in and kind of distract us from the original service that, you know, that has been given to us. So, and then Brahmaji has, you know, prayed for three things which are very relevant for a sadhaka. First, empowerment, like, you know, begging empowerment to do a service. Second, praying that always be protected from false ego. And third, not getting deviated in course of doing service. And when we do these three things, then surely, like, our service would be pleasing to Lord. At the same time, we'll be on the track. And then we saw the example of Srila Prabhupada, that how obstacle came to him as well, but because he was very much kept the instruction of his spiritual master, and he had complete faith in those instructions, he could traverse even the difficult situation and please his spiritual master by performing the most difficult service, actually, preaching in West. So let's pray that we also, during our course of devotional service, let's beg for empowerment. Let's beg that we don't get falsely pride for whatever we are, small things we are doing, and let's beg that we don't get deviated from the teachings that Srila Prabhupada has given. So with that, we would like to stop. Any questions or comments? Yes, Mataji. Just a moment. This is mine. Otherwise, you just speak. I'll repeat. Yeah. Yeah. You can ask. I'll repeat. Yeah. There's some problem. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Wait. I think it's working now.
For the aspiring devotees, we go through the modes of nature and trying to situate ourselves in the mode of goodness. But for the pure devotees, they are already above all the material nature. And so is the conclusion, is Lord Brahma a pure devotee? Because like his Brahmashtaka is amazing, sounds like he's a pure devotee. But then we see that he's still conditioned to the material modes. So what is the conclusion?
Yeah, Lord Brahma is pure devotee, but then like, you know, these pastimes are there to tell us that if Lord Brahma also if can be under modes, then who are we? We need to be more careful. Right? And then if Lord wants to, like there is example of Lord Shiva, right? When he wanted to see the form of Mohini Murthy, Lord said, you know, not required, but he said, no, you know. So, and then we know that, you know, he fell down, like he started running behind Mohini Murthy. He got attracted. Now, Lord Shiva Dhira, you know, Kshiram Yatha Dadivikar Vishesha Yoga. Lord Vishnu is like milk and Lord Shiva is like curd, you know, he's just like, you know, Gunavatar. Lord Shiva is such a great personality, right? But what Lord is saying that his Lord's supremacy, Lord's illusory power is so great that if he wants, he can even bewilder them. So, what about us? Srila Prabhupada used to say many times that my worry is that my disciples, and now our, of course, grand disciple, great grand disciples, they are not enough afraid of Maya. So, many times we think, yeah, you know, yes, I know, four regulative principles, 16 rounds. I'm just pure devotee, just wait for a week and I would be pure devotee. You know, we have that feeling, right? And then we are not afraid and we try to venture in the areas which are not conducive to devotional service. You know. So, all these pastimes are there to teach us, to make us aware that yes, you know, Maya is very strong and yes, we have got devotional service which is very rare. But it is like, you know, Shurasya Dhara, they call it, you know, walking on a razor's edge. If we are not careful, there are chances of bleeding. So, yes, Brahmaji is pure devotee. And like same thing, right, you know, when Indra performs sacrifice, Lord Vishnu personally comes. But the same Indra, he tried to kill Krishna. Right? How? So that's the power of modes also. They overtake sometimes, yeah. So there's both ways. First, to tell... to make us realize that, yeah, you know, the modes and, you know, Lord's illusory energy is very powerful. We need to be careful. And second, even those personalities, when they... See, Brahmaji knows about false ego. That's why he's praying, right? That please protect me from false ego. But at some time, in course of service, they are getting over... the false ego is taking over. Another example, like, you know, this... Priyavrat Maharaj, he was a brahmachari. He did not wanted to manage the world's affair, but Brahmaji requested. He said, I am, you know, afraid that Maya, you know, Maya Devi, I don't want to get into this whole business of kingdom. Maya will affect me. He said, no, I'll assure you. But we see later when he became king, at one point he got distracted. But because he was doing it under instruction, Brahmaji came and, you know, corrected him. So same way, though these personalities, they come under modes, sometimes get bewildered, because they are serving Lord, Lord personally comes and protects them. So to summarize, these pastimes, yes, Brahmaji is pure devotee, but these pastimes are there to teach us that we need to be careful of Maya. Second, that also tells us that, you know, like, you know, this, we have to always be watchful. So that, you know, this false ego and pride should not take over us. And third, it also shows that even if we become proud, Lord will protect us. Lord has guaranteed. So that is the merciful nature. Yeah, these devotees, they went astray, But Krishna was there to bring them back. So that is, Krishna never gives up. So that is the glory of Krishna. So we have hope. We don't have to do, but in case something happens, don't worry, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna. They'll hit. Mayadevi will hit. They'll not hit. Mayadevi has that task and bring us back to path of devotional service. But why to go there? Many have tried and we know what's it. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Yes, one question. Yeah. Okay.
So, in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna addresses Krishna as Achyuta.
Mm-hmm.
Krishna is the only infallible one.
Mm-hmm.
Devotees can fall, but they God will protect them. But Krishna is the only infallible one.
Yeah, yeah. Question, Prabhu? Yes, last question, and then we'll stop. Yeah. Thank you.
You were discussing that we should chant offenselessly without, committing 10 of the Nama Aparad. The 10th Nama Aparad is to be attached to material nature. Even though we know the glories of the holy name, that's where most of us are not able to keep the Nama Aparad. How do we overcome that?
Yeah, that is a big discussion. But in essence, actually, the first step to get cured is know the disease. Right? If I don't know what problem I have, then what medicine I have to take, I don't know. Right? So, it's very, it's up to, each individual, we have to kind of do introspection and see. While chanting, okay, what is causing me? Yeah, and for some, as you said, that some may be attached to this material world, despite knowing. But then the good thing is that we know the solution. What is the solution? Keep chanting. So, Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami says that the medicine for a person having jaundice is to drink sugarcane juice, though it tastes bitter. So, same way, we can sincerely pray to holy name, sincerely pray to Krishna that, yes, Lord, I have these attachments, but I know that's not good, so kindly help me. So it won't happen immediately because, we won't be able to take it. If Krishna appears, right, Krishna is there actually, there. But he says that, Dwarkadish says that, how many of us want to go back to spiritual world right now? Are we ready? So, that's what you say, lifetime project. It won't happen overnight. If it happens, that's great. Be some, pure devotees' blessings. But when we know that problem, we keep praying, and the things that keep us attached. Okay, I may be attached to. So then this is like individual exercise. If we feel that yes, I'm attached to this material world, quantify it. Don't have a vague statement. What I am attached to? I am attached to home, my car, or wife, or children. List it down. And then you see that how you can use those in Krishna's service. How you can see their connection with Krishna. So when we add Krishna to that, then they don't remain material. So we don't have to be, Markat Vairagi, wherein we just try, material world is all, nonsense, I have to detach. No. Rather, whatever is there, let's see how I can, engage in service of Krishna. And then constant, praying to Lord, trying our best. Then slowly, we can see the. We cannot be ours to material world. We cannot be attached to material world. We have to be indifferent. And then practice of devotional service, it teaches us how to do that. So this is a whole long process. So I hope, I answer your question. Does that
stop? Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Sure.